Nothing from the other side.
This Committee of the Rules is called to order, and I'll note that we have a quorum present as well as a special guest. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to introduce your guest?
Certainly, Chair Long. This is my son, Langston, and he is just 5 years old.
Well, he did a great job gaveling us in this morning. First order of business is approval of the minutes for Monday, April 8th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Chair Long, I've reviewed the minutes, and I move their approval.
Any discussion to the minutes? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Thursday, April 11th. We are proposing House File 4753, Representative Pawlowski, Surplus Allocation to Disaster Assistance Contingency Account. House File 4310, Representative Lilly, Compensation Plans Ratified. House File 4993, Representative Liebling, DHS Forecast Adjustment. House File 3376, Representative Greenman, Digital Game and Fish Licenses Authorized. House File 1989, Representative Moeller, Ticket Sale Disclosure Required. House File 3438, Representative Greenman, Junk Fees, Deceptive Trade Practice. Senate File 3852, Labor and Industry Policy Bill. And Senate File 3567, K-12 Education Policy Bill. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Thursday, April 11th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. Next order of business is deadline waivers. Pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, there are several bills before the committee for a waiver after missing deadline. As a reminder, the only purpose before us is to waive the deadlines for further actions and to recommend a re-referral for a substantive hearing, so we will not be accepting amendments or public testimony at this time. The first bill before us for a waiver is House File 4713, Representative Curran, and the reason for the waiver is the committee had intended to hear House File 4713 but did not receive the fiscal note until immediately before the policy deadline. And the fiscal note, it indicated a cost to the health department, and so Chair Liebling requested to hear the bill after the Labor Committee but could not hear it in time. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4713 and that House File 4713 be re-referred to the Committee on Health, Finance, and Policy. Discussion to the motion. Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's a little difficult, again, since we don't have the bill author, but I'm just wondering if there's a plan for it to move in the omnibus bill, and if so, which committee's budget target, because it does have a fiscal note, as you noted.
Our understanding is that the intent would be for it to remain in the labor target, but since there was a health budget impact, the health committee asked to see it. Further discussion? Representative Burke?
Just a quick follow-up. Thank you. So I don't know if you mentioned what the fiscal note stated, and it doesn't fall within the parameters of that budget that you said it was going to be in.
Was that a question or a statement? Sorry.
I was just wondering if you could, you had said it had a fiscal implication, and wondering if you know what that is and if that does fit within the fiscal target of the committee that it will ride within.
I don't have the fiscal note in front of me. The fiscal discussions are more appropriate for the fiscal committees themselves. In terms of the reason that it's before us today, it's because, as I stated, the fiscal note didn't come in until right before the policy deadline, and there was a need. It showed in the fiscal note that there was a need for one more committee stop. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. Next bill before us for waivers, House File 472028, Representative Bonner, Political Contribution Refund Modernization. And the reason for the waiver is that the Judiciary Committee has been a mandatory stop for many bills, and this one got caught up in the backlog. It was also delayed until there was a determination of the elections target, so there was not a time to hear it before the deadline, but always an intent to hear it. I move that deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4728. and that House File 4728 be re-referred to the Committee on Taxes. Any discussion to the motion? Representative Berry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just wondering, after taxes, does it have another stop?
Our understanding is that it does not. No, it does not.
Okay. Mr. Chair, follow up.
Representative Berry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Also, does it have a fiscal implication? If so, how much is it?
It does have a fiscal implication. We don't have the number in front of us. Representative Barrett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Then the final question I would have is, which budget target would it fall under? Would it be under elections or taxes?
That would be under elections. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm trying not to drop the microphone on the floor. Question is, if it has a fiscal implication and it's going to go to taxes, would it also then get a referral to Ways and Means?
We'll have to confirm, Representative Nash. Not sure if that's a final stop or not.
That being the case, then, Mr. Chair, would it not be prudent to wait to give it a waiver until we actually have the totality of the answers that we're waiting on?
Representative Nash, it does need to stop in taxes, and that's the purpose before us today. Any further questions? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. The next bill is House File 4746, Representative Hassan, related to transportation network companies. This bill has required significant stakeholder engagement and was in part responding to a deed report that came out a few weeks ago. And so there's continued discussion on this bill, and that is the reason that it has been moving past deadline. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4746, and that House File 4746 be referred to the Committee on Labor and Industry, Finance, and Policy. Discussion to the motion. Representative Berry.
Yes. So this is the infamous Uber-Lyft bill. Again, committee stops. Where is it going after the committee that you just mentioned that we're going to be waiving the rules for?
It would. The final stop would be the General Register after Labor and Industry. So Labor and Industry is its final committee stop.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I understand that this bill has, you know, needed stakeholder engagement and, you know, has been a complicated process. But I wondered, will there be a rules waiver for Representative Engen's bill? He's not able to be here with us this morning, but he has Bill 5006 that also addresses this issue and is much simpler and would provide certainty to our communities right away. So could, on, you know, behalf of Representative Engen, could we get a rules waiver for that bill as well?
Unlikely, Representative Robbins, as I mentioned on the floor, when there was a motion to suspend the rules and declare an urgency, that bill is certainly overbroad. There is local important work in terms of regulating transportation network companies, and that would remove all regulatory ability from local government. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries. And our last bill for waiver this morning is House File 3499, Representative Bram, Railroad Safety Provided. The reason for the waiver is the bill was first heard on March 12th, but Judiciary was backlogged and not able to hear the bill before the deadline. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 3499 and that House File 3499 be re-referred to the Committee on Transportation, Finance, and Policy. Discussion to the motion. Representative Rare.
Mr. Chair, does this have a fiscal implication?
Not that we're aware of. There is a fiscal note from a special revenue fund. Representative Barry.
Thank you. A special revenue in which budget area?
Transportation.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And if it's a special revenue note in transportation, does that fall within the parameters of the target that was set for the Transportation Committee?
So, Representative Nash, the targets are for the general fund. So since this is a special revenue account, it would fall within that target.
One last question for you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are we to expect another raft of rules waivers anytime soon, beyond the other four that we're coming back to later today?
Well, I was going to mention that you are in luck. We are going to come back for four this afternoon.
I feel so lucky.
I'm sure we'll have other requests. I don't can't tell you today what requests we will grant in the future. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just rolling commentary on this, rules waivers used to be rare. I remember when I was a freshman, I came to then Majority Leader Joyce Pepin asking for a rules waiver, and she threw me out of her office after telling me to get the F out of there, and I'll let you to surmise what that word was, but that the goal of every representative and every majority party is to make sure that if it's important that it gets through the process before deadlines. That's why we have deadlines, and that issuing rules waivers like they're lollipops is a little counterintuitive to the training that I received. We keep hearing this message of, we have a chance to get out here early. Well, based on what I'm seeing, we're not even able to keep the trains moving on time. So I am troubled by the frequency and volume of rules waivers simply because we haven't gotten the work done, apparently. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, Representative Nash, you don't get to see the ones that I throw out of my office. These are just the ones that have good reason. So,
Mr. Chair, if you wanted to keep a running list, we would love it and would.
Well, I don't want to embarrass them.
Would be happy to come and bring popcorn.
So, members, we are going to be coming back later after our four to do the calendar for the day for Monday, since we're not going to be around tomorrow, and do an additional four deadline waivers. And so we stand in recess.
For my granddaughter, more
the Rules Committee will come back to order. So we are going to be taking up five more deadline waivers. But first, we'll do the calendar for the day for Monday, April 15th. Okay, so we should do the waivers first. Never mind. First, we will do the waivers and then the calendar for the day. So, pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, there are additional bills before the committee for a waiver after missing deadline. The first is House File 3499, which we discussed in the morning hearing, Representative Brand, and I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 3499, and that House File 3499 be re-referred to the Committee on Transportation, Finance, and Policy. We did discuss this earlier, but any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Next, we have House File 4537, Representative Pinto, the DHS-OIG bill. There was a late determination that this bill had to go to Judiciary. At that point, the bill was scheduled for the next possible hearing in the Children and Families Committee on Tuesday, March 19th. There was not enough time to process the committee report so that it could be heard before deadline in Judiciary. So I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4537, and that House File 4537 be placed on the General Register. Discussion to the motion. Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm wondering, Mr. Chair, since we don't have authors here, if you could let us know why is this bill so critical to get done this year?
Well, Representative Rarick, I think that would be a good conversation for the floor. The conversation for this committee, as a reminder, is whether or not it was an appropriate reason for them to miss the deadlines. Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So will this stop in Judiciary?
Representative Rarick, this is going to be moving to the General Register. It is currently in judiciary and is going to the general register. Representative Barrett.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So it has or has not had a hearing in judiciary?
It has, Representative Barrett.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Next is House File 4818, Representative Berg, regarding Metropolitan Airports Commission. We had this discussion in a previous committee stop, and I had withdrawn the motion per Representative Nash's request. I did speak to Chair Cleburne, and Chair Cleburne indicated that the State Government Finance Committee does not have jurisdiction over the Metropolitan Airports Commission. She indicated she was going to reach out to you, Lead Nash, but I will defer to you on the conversation you had, Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So was it the determination that Chapter 143 is not within the purview of State Government, or 473, sorry, brain fart. So 473 is not within the purview of State Government Finance? Was that the rationale?
Representative Nash, I did not have a discussion on particular provisions with the chair. I just asked the chair whether or not she needed to hear the bill. She said that she had talked to, consulted with nonpartisan staff, and that nonpartisan staff had indicated that the Metropolitan Airports Commission did not fall within the State Government Finance Committee's jurisdiction.
Well,
Representative
Nash. And thank you, Mr. Chair. So I got it right this time. The Metropolitan Airport Commission, the bill is in Chapter 473 chapter, and as I'd said yesterday, historically that has been within the purview of state government, and I had an inkling that I was right, so I made sure and I did some research. I've got some other bills here. There is a Representative Jordan bill that has 473 in it that was referred to State Government Finance. Then there was another bill offered by Representative Elkins. It's 2235. It's got Chapter 473 in it, and it was sent to State Government Finance. And then, because I do like to work by the pound sometimes, there was a bill by Representative Niska that has the same chapter of law, House File 4331, also referred to State Government Finance. So if the argument is that that chapter of law is not germane to the purview of the committee, those bills that were referred to State Government Finance have the same chapter solely, and they were. So I'm just confused, Mr. Chair. So I would move to amend your motion, and I would move to refer it back to State Government Finance and would request a roll call.
Representative Nash moves that the motion be amended to refer to State Government Finance and requests a roll call. So as I stated, the chair of State Government Finance does not believe that she needs to see this. So that is the reason why it is being placed on the general register and
Mr.
Chair, discussion. Representative Nash.
Thank you. And I really did appreciate yesterday you pulling this so we could have a conversation. I would make the same appeal to you on this. It's an incontrovertible fact that these three bills were sent to State Government Finance containing the same chapter of law. You are the conductor of this train here in the direction that it's going in this particular committee. You have the ability to indicate to your members whether it should or should not follow just simple process. We are a body predicated on process. We have time. You've got time. You can send it to State Government Finance. That's all we're asking, is to have a hearing in the same committee that these other bills have gone to and been referred there. Some have had hearings, some are within that jurisdiction. It is not an outlandish request. If you're going to issue a rules waiver, issue the rules waiver to follow the process properly. And I can assure you that even though we may not like the bill, it will alleviate some of the rancor and contention that will more than likely, if not definitely, follow its path.
Well, Representative Nash, I appreciate that. I do want to make sure we get this right, which is why I'd withdrawn the request earlier. But as I mentioned, State Government Finance Chair has looked into this, has consulted with nonpartisan staff, and has informed me that she does not need to hear it. So as the conductor, I believe that is sufficient. The clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
No.
Chair Long, no.
Vice Chair Hollins?
No.
Vice Chair Hollins? No. Leader Damuth?
Yes.
Damuth, yes. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
No.
Howard, no. Representative Hewitt?
No.
Hewitt, no. Representative Jordan?
No.
Jordan, no. Representative Lilly?
No.
Lilly, no. Representative Moeller?
No.
Moeller, no. Representative Nash?
Yes.
Nash, yes. Representative Olson?
No.
Representative Olson, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, no.
Pawlowski, no. Representative Rarick?
Yes.
Rarick, aye. Representative Robbins?
Aye.
Robbins, aye. Representative Torkelson?
Yes.
Torkelson, yes. Representative Wolgamott?
No.
Representative Wolgamott, no. Mr. Chair, there are 5 ayes and 10 nays.
There being 5 ayes and 10 nays, the motion does not prevail.
And Mr. Chair?
Let me just restate the motion for further discussion. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 4818 and that House File 4818 be placed on the general register. Representative Nash.
Thank you again, Mr. Chair. Well, it didn't work the first time, but maybe this one will work. I would move to refer this to Commerce and request a roll call for the simple reason that there is an estimated $100 million impact on the airport. This was not heard in Commerce. $100 million certainly seems like it would be worthy of a stop in Commerce where we do deal with such things. It is, once again, I'm appealing to your good judgment as a process person. You know, we've both gone toe-to-toe on the floor with Masons and the rules, and if we are indeed a body predicated on process, then we should follow procedures and processes. And I can't imagine that a $100 million impact would be deemed as anything other than worthy of going to the Commerce Committee.
Representative Nash has made a motion to amend the motion that I have made to refer it to the Commerce Committee instead of the General Register, and has requested a roll call. And Representative Nash.
Just very briefly, I do know for a fact that it did go to the Senate Commerce, and as sometimes reticent as we are to acknowledge that there is another body, the fact that they did move this to their Commerce Committee, I think, speaks to the motion that I've made.
The clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
No.
Chair Long, no. Vice Chair Hollins?
Nope.
Hollins, no. Leader Damuth?
Yes.
Damuth, yes. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
No.
Howard, no. Representative Hewitt?
No.
Hewitt, no. Representative Jordan?
No.
Jordan, no. Representative Lilly?
No.
Lilly, no. Representative Moeller?
No.
Moeller, no. Representative Nash?
Yes.
Nash, yes. Representative Olson?
No.
Representative Olson, no. Representative Pawlowski?
No.
Pawlowski, no. Representative Rarick?
Yes.
Representative Rarick, yes. Representative Robbins?
Yes.
Robbins, yes. Representative Torkelson?
Yes.
Torkelson, yes. Representative Wolgamott?
No.
Representative Wolgamott, no. Mr. Chair, there are 5 ayes and 10 nays.
There being 5 ayes and 10 nays, the motion is not adopted. On the underlying motion to refer House File 4818 to the General Register, any further discussion? Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a point of clarification again, without having the bill author here, and I do appreciate your pause on this bill yesterday, but a couple of questions that I would like to bring out for concern. This bill mandates an additional $4.98 as a minimum on top of the wages paid to the MAC employees. Can you tell me if there are going to be other industries where the majority is going to be mandating additional wages due to health care costs?
Leader Damuth, as a reminder, we're not here to discuss the merits of the bill. Those are for the Policy and Finance Committees. We are here to discuss the procedural question before us of whether or not the waiver is appropriate based on whether or not they appropriately missed the deadlines. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And this is not going to Finance Committee, so I am concerned about this. I am going to make the unfortunate assumption that by not answering the question, it is very possible that the majority in this body may be mandating additional wages for different industries. We know right now the fiscal note says this is going to have an impact of over 20,000 employees, most likely a $100 million cost on this. And this is very concerning that we would not have more of a debate in this committee to address the issues that have not been fully vetted and heard in other committees. And you know, waiting till the floor, unfortunately, that is going to most likely be passed by the majority. And I have grave concerns what this will do to other industries within the state of Minnesota, or the decisions that businesses are going to make to either stay in the state of Minnesota or join us here. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Leader Damon. Further discussion to the motion? Representative Baird.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I pulled up what the Senate did with the bill, and I'm wondering if you could explain why we're doing a different path here in the House. It was initially referred to state and local government. I will note that it was withdrawn and sent to labor, but then it did go to commerce, and we just literally voted to not send it to commerce. And again, it's 20,000 employees, 700 independent businesses at the MAC regarding health insurance, and $100 million fiscal note. Well, cost to the employers at the MAC. So I'm wondering, why are we doing a different path here in the House than they are in the Senate, specifically regarding the Commerce Committee?
Representative Eric, I do not track the Senate as closely as it sounds like you do, and I do not. I know that sometimes their committee jurisdictions don't line up with ours, so I can only speak to the path in the House. And this was heard in labor most recently, and does not require a stop in state government or commerce in the House. Representative Baird.
Yes, I understand, Mr. Chair, because we just voted and the majority decided it didn't need to go to commerce. I'm saying that in the Senate, they literally just sent it to commerce to vet because it has to do with health insurance. It's a huge change. It's a huge cost. It's an incredibly high price to pay to be an employer, and honestly, it's going to be on the employees as well here in the at the MAC. It's 700 employers, businesses, small businesses, BIPOC businesses at our airport, and I don't understand why we're not even considering it. It's had one committee hearing, and now we're doing a rules waiver so we can go straight to the floor. I don't have a satisfactory answer as to why we're skipping commerce, other than that's the will of the majority. So, Mr. Chair, I adamantly oppose, and I would ask for a roll call on this rules waiver.
Representative Rarick requests a roll call. A roll call will be granted. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
Yes.
Chair Long, yes. Vice Chair Hollins?
Yes.
Hollins, yes. Leader Damuth?
No.
Leader Damuth, no. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
Yes.
Howard, yes. Representative Hewitt? Yes. Hewitt, yes. Representative Jordan?
Yes.
Jordan, yes. Representative Lilly?
Yes.
Lilly, yes. Representative Moeller?
Yes.
Moeller, yes. Representative Nash?
No.
Representative Nash, no. Representative Olson?
Yes.
Olson, yes. Representative Plowski?
Yes.
Yes. Representative Rarick?
No.
Representative Rarick, no. Representative Robbins?
No.
Representative Robbins, no. Representative Torkelson?
No.
Torkelson, no. Representative Wolgamott?
Yes.
Wolgamott, yes. Mr. Chair, there are 10 ayes and 5 nays.
There being 10 ayes and 5 nays, the motion prevails. Next, we have House File 2609, Representative Berg, Gun Trafficking Investigations and Firearm Seizures Report. The reason for the waiver is that House File 2609 was laid over waiting for a fiscal note, which then came back with no cost. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 2609 and that House File 2609 be placed on the General Register. Discussion to the motion. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to first ask for a roll call for this leaving rules.
Representative Nash requests a roll call. Roll call will be granted. Representative
Thank you, Mr. Nash. Chair. I think it's problematic that there was a zero fiscal note. In Article 1, Section 13 of the Minnesota Constitution, there is language that states that if you are going to effectively outlaw something, you're going to have to compensate people for the removal of it. And you know, if you choose to ban binary triggers for the platforms that they come installed on, you're effectively either making the entire platform illegal, or you're going to have to pay for a different trigger assembly to be installed into the platform. That actually comes at a cost, and as a result of that, a zero fiscal note is realistically impossible. So for that reason, I would oppose this leaving committee. I think that it should go to Ways and Means, and actually I'm going to make a referral that it goes to Ways and Means and request a roll call on that as well.
Representative Nash moves that this be, the motion be amended to refer to Ways and Means and requests a roll call. Discussion to Representative Nash's motion. Representative Nash?
Once again, we'll talk about process being important, and I truly do believe that. And I understand, Mr. Chair, that your side has the votes to do really whatever they want. We're simply asking that the process be followed. All these bills are not following proper process, and given the fact that there will be a cost to people who own different platforms that have binary triggers on them and that will have to be paid for to be replaced, if it's a taking, which is essentially what you're saying you're going to do, is a taking, I just think that if you've got the votes and you have a firm control over your caucus, you know, both whips are in this room and we know where our votes are on different things, follow process and just go ahead and vote the way you want.
Representative Nash, I'll note that my side did not prepare the fiscal note. This was prepared by overseen by the Nonpartisan Legislative Budget Office and came back with no cost. Further discussion to the Nash motion? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
No.
Chair Long, no. Vice Chair Hollins?
No.
Hollins, no. Leader Damuth?
Aye.
Damuth, aye. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
No.
Howard, no. Representative Hewitt?
No.
Hewitt, no. Representative Jordan?
No.
Jordan, no. Representative Lilly?
No.
Lilly, no. Representative Moeller?
No.
Moeller, no. Representative Nash?
Aye.
Nash, yes. Representative Olson?
No.
Olson, no. Representative Pawlowski?
No.
Pawlowski, no. Representative Rarick?
Aye.
Rarick, aye. Representative Robbins?
Yes.
Robbins, aye. Representative Torkelson? Representative Torkelson, aye. Representative Wolgamott?
No.
Wolgamott, no. Mr. Chair, there are 5 ayes and 10 nays.
There being 5 ayes and 10 nays, the motion does not prevail. I renew my motion that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 2609 and that House File 2609 be placed on the General Register. A roll call has been requested, and the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
Yes.
Chair Long, aye. Vice Chair Hollins?
Yes.
Aye. Leader Damuth?
No.
Damuth, no. Representative Engen is excused. Representative Howard?
Aye.
Howard, aye. Representative Hewitt? Hewitt,
aye.
Representative Jordan?
Aye.
Jordan, aye. Representative Lilly?
Aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Moeller?
Aye.
Moeller, aye. Representative Nash?
No.
Nash, no. Representative Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Rarick?
No.
Rarick, no. Representative Robbins?
No.
Robbins, no. Representative Torkelson?
No.
Torkelson, no. Representative Wolgamott?
Aye.
Wolgamott, aye. Mr. Chair, there are 10 ayes and 5 nays. Pardon me.
There being 10 ayes and 5 nays, the motion is adopted. Now, members, I know we've been a little rough on our bill authors on some of these, but I'd ask that we show a little bit of deference on this next one. This is House File 3757, Representative Damuth, felony offense established for reporting a fictitious emergency and directing the emergency response to the home of other individuals. And the reason for the waiver is the same as the last bill, which was that it was laid over as waiting on a fiscal note, which came back with no cost. I move that the deadlines be waived for further action on House File 3757. And that House File 3757 be placed on the General Register. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to show that I am a man of integrity and a man of my word, process matters. And while she is within reach of smacking me in the head if she chose, we didn't meet deadlines. So I would sadly oppose having this leave committee.
Wow, Representative Nash. Leader Damuth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
A little bit.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe if I speak, I will be focused rather than lashing out. I just want to make sure that we understand, while I appreciate the opportunity to have the rules waiver and have this bill heard, I had dropped this bill on the 12th of February, very first day in, and requested a hearing immediately. I was granted a hearing on the 21st of March, so the day before first and second deadline, and it was laid over at that time. Again, I think this is an important bill, and I'm happy to answer any questions. I know we're not hearing the bill. Happy to answer any questions, but again, it goes back to process. It very easily could have been heard earlier. I understand the question with the fiscal note. We knew there was not going to be a cost on this. There was a wait on the fiscal note coming in, as the revisers and those preparing the fiscal notes are very much backed up. But this is an important bill. But again, as you've heard from my colleagues, it comes to process. And we have to be aware that in this body, we are working within the correct process. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, a fiscal note delay is a persuasive argument to me, Leader Damuth. Representative Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And it is a good reason for me as well as chair of the Public Safety Committee for both of these bills. Process does matter to me, and I wanted to make sure with both your bill, Leader Damuth, and the Representative Byrd bill that we weren't sending a bill out of committee that later we were going to find out had a fiscal note attached, which is why we waited to make sure that we had all of the information we needed to act as a you know, as the committee chair, to make sure we were following that process. You do have a good bill, and I like it, and just wanted to get that note. And yes, you put your request in early. We had a brief conversation kind of on the floor one day. You're like, what about that bill? And I said, you know what, let me take another look at it and find out if there's a note. And I was happy to hear that bill and see if there's a path to move it forward. Process does matter. Process was followed. And I am going to vote yes to for the rules waiver. Thank you.
I renew my motion that deadlines be waived for House File 3757 and that it be placed on the general register. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion carries. I have an important duty.
Oh, we do. Oh, sorry.
We have the calendar for the day, and the page is going to be handing that out. So we are taking up the calendar for the day for Monday, April 15th, which is House File 3508, Representative Hansen Lands Bill, Senate File 2904, Representative Hansen Environmental Policy Bill, Senate File 4399, Representative Fisher Human Services Policy Bill, and Senate File 4897, Representative Stevenson Commerce Policy Bill. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.210 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, April 15th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. A discussion to the calendar for the day. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion prevails. The calendar for the day is adopted. Okay, now it's your turn. That's our business before the committee, and we are adjourned.